Canadian man jailed after misgendering his daughter. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 18, 2021. A Canadian father has been arrested for misgendering his own 14-year-old child by calling her his daughter and referring to her with the pronouns she and her. Robert Hoogland, the father of a 14-year-old biological female who identifies as transgender and prefers male pronouns, was found in contempt of court and jailed on Tuesday after repeatedly calling his child his daughter, despite the court forbidding it, according to a report by the Post-Millennial. The Attorney General of British Columbia reportedly issued a warrant for his arrest for contempt. Hoogland is opposed to his teenage daughter going through transgender-related medical procedures and has repeatedly expressed his opposition in the hopes of saving his child from irreversible damage. The Canadian medical system, the legal system, and the child's mother, however, have gone forward with the social and medical transition of Hoogland's daughter, the report adds. In December of last year, Hoogland was mandated by British Columbia Supreme Court Justice Francesca Marzari to cooperate in the transitioning of his daughter's sex, and was told not to refer to her as female again. "This could never happen," said those who called my stance against Bill C-16 alarmist, reacted Canadian psychology professor Jordan Peterson. "I read the law and saw that it was, to the contrary, inevitable." Hoogland had previously discovered that his daughter's school had been showing her sexual and gender identity education materials known as SOGI 123, which the report referred to as transgender propaganda videos. By the seventh grade, the school had changed his daughter's name in the yearbook without telling her parents, and socially transitioned her with the input of gender ideologue psychologist Wallace Wong, who advised the pubescent child to take testosterone. The report adds that Wong referred Hoogland's daughter to the endocrinology unit at the local hospital, and that a treatment plan was put into action on her first visit. "Here I am, sitting there as a parent, watching a perfectly healthy child be destroyed. And there's nothing I can do but sit on the sideline," and according to Justice Bowden at the time, cheered on, Hoogland said in an interview last year. "I can only affirm, or get thrown in jail." Watch below. Justice Bowden of the British Columbia Supreme Court had reportedly declared that Hoogland and his wife had to affirm their daughter's new gender identity. Hoogland was told that if he tried to dissuade his daughter or refer to her as a female, then he would be considered guilty of family violence. After the ruling, Hoogland gave an interview to The Federalist, in which he lamented the situation and pointed out that his daughter is biologically female. After that, Justice Marzari reportedly signed a protection order authorizing the police to arrest Hoogland if he were to again be caught referring to his daughter as female or with female pronouns. Hoogland said that the Marzari ruling even stated that he was allowed to think thoughts that were contrary to the Bowden ruling. "The court was gracious enough to say that they could not police my thoughts," Hoogland said. In January of last year, the highest court in British Columbia reportedly declared that the child should continue taking testosterone and imposed a conduct order on Hoogland, mandating that he continue referring to his daughter by male pronouns. "They've now created a delusion, and they're forcing parents, like myself, to live in this delusion," Hoogland said last year. "And then what happens when the bubble explodes, and the delusion ends? She can never go back to being a girl," he added. "I mean, she'll always be a girl, but she'll never go back to being a girl in a healthy body that she should have had. She won't be able to have children, she won't have a family. These kids don't understand what this stuff means. An estimation of more than 80% of children with gender dysphoria will end up desisting from their belief that they are the opposite sex once puberty is over. What kid who's 13 is thinking about a family and having children? Not many," Hoogland continued. "What kind of father would I be if, let's say in 5-10 years, my daughter is detransitioning, and she turns to me and says, 'Why did none of you do anything to stop this? I was a child. None of you stuck your neck out for me back then.' When my daughter asks me that question, I'll say, 'I did everything that I possibly could,'" he added. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.